We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, where people fly in from all over the globe to see us. Hey, if you haven't been on Facebook yet, be sure to go to Facebook, and you need to friend us under Stay Young Media Group. That's Stay Young Media Group. But here we are today bringing you information that you can use. And today's topic is laughter is the best medicine. And we have in the studio with us someone who knows laughter very well. She's an icon. I love her. She's been all over TV, all over radio. And right today, she's right here with us on the Staying Young Show, Susie Humphries.
The person nobody's ever heard of. That's how famous I am. That's the kind of icon I am. Only on my kitchen wall.
You know, it's really amazing to me that, like, over the decades, you've had, like, this complete following. I mean, you have, like, seriously, you have people of all ages that follow you. But part of it is because you're funny, but you're not, like, a comedian. You just really take what happens in life and just, you know, see the brighter
side. Yeah,
I'm
not a comedian. I'm not a stand-up. I you know, I'm not that kind. I'm what you call a humorist who sees and has a message that's with humor.
Yeah.
And I don't tell jokes, and I don't make fun of other people. Usually it's about my own stupidity and the stupid things that I do that I think sometimes are hilarious.
Well, I think some of that comes, I remember, like, in teens, and I think the doctors can probably chime in on this, when you're younger, and even when you were young doctors, I'm sure it was really hard to laugh at yourself. But then over time, you're like, you know what, I'm either going to laugh or cry. So,
well, you know, if we all looked at our lives as a situation comedy, inside every household, there is a situation comedy going on with in-laws, with the kids, the mother-in-law, the whole thing. And we see it on television. The same thing going on television is going in our own life.
Yeah.
And we laugh at the ones on television, but we don't find any humor in our own situations.
Yeah. And really, if we could find that humor, we could laugh. There'd be health benefits. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the health benefits of laughter, because it seems that we've forgotten, actually, that we need to laugh for better health benefits. So, Dr. Gammon, why don't you take this and talk about some of the things that happen to the body when we laugh?
Well, one of the big things is the immune system. There is the famous true story of a fellow in California who's diagnosed with cancer. He locked himself in a hotel room for 3 days and watched Laurel and Hardy. And of course, people may not remember who Laurel and Hardy are, but they were funny people that made funny movies. He watched Laurel and Hardy virtually 24 hours a day for 3 days, and he kept watching them as much as he could, and his cancer got better. Mm. And obviously, his immune system got stimulated by the positiveness of the laughter of the comedy there. So, you know, laughter definitely helps the immune system. And you can see it with little babies, right? Babies develop to get 3, 4, 5, 6 months old. What do? They smile. They laugh. It's obviously genetically programmed that we need to laugh.
Oh, that's such a
And it's very point. Holy. It really, truly is. And when you're laughing, guess what? You're totally in the moment.
Yeah.
You're not stressed out over anything. You're just in life, in the middle of it.
That's right. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. So Doc Shock's something we find in the news that is either shocking to us or we're shocked that it just made the news. So we've been talking about laughter and the importance of that. Well, there's a new study that came out of the University of California in San Francisco that showed that we already know that stress shortens our telomeres, the ends of the chromosomes. But this new study showed that even when you're under a lot of stress, so say there's something going on in your life that's really stressful, if you're dieting and you're exercising and you're getting enough sleep, you do not have that effect on your telomeres. So even if you have a lot of stress and you've got to get through that stress, the best thing to do is control what you can control. Eat right, get enough sleep, and try to get some exercise in. So great study.
Well, we know that that can counteract the effects, but if you can use stress reduction techniques and reduce the stress, that'll help too.
Yeah. Yeah. So other things we tell people to do is journal. I mean, we've found there are lots of studies out there that say if you journal, actually just getting those thoughts out of your brain and onto paper relieves stress. And then, of course, if you're exercising, journaling, and eating right, man.
And what about the fact that stress is very important to get accomplished things?
That's right.
So stress is not all bad.
That's right.
If we didn't have stress, we'd never pay the mortgage. We wouldn't. I mean, we got to have some stress because it's
right?
a great motivator.
And if we didn't have stress, we wouldn't have humor to alleviate the stress.
That's right. That's
true,
that's
too. That's exactly right. So we got to have it.
Now it's time for the Immortal Minute. Recent studies along the line of laughter and longevity, it was out of the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, was published in the journal Aging, was looking at laughter and centenarians. So they have a group of 100-year-old folks that they've been studying for a while and monitoring, and they gave them a questionnaire and saw that people whose personality traits typically were found in children of the centenarians, or when they had laughter, they were relaxed, friendly, conscientious, and upbeat about life, they stood a better chance of surviving into their hundreds.
Makes me think of Lucille.
No, it does. Right.
She can laugh with the best of them.
So there's your science to back up your observations.
Yeah, I think that's great.
You know, I went to a birthday party recently for a man named Howard Green that celebrated his 90th birthday, and there were 120 people there, and he was laughing that when you walked up to him, he was laughing. And his daughter told the story of when they were 7 years old, there were four girls, 7, 6, 5, and 3, and Howard was chastised by his wife because he never disciplined the children, and they'd done something terrible. So he took them in the bedroom, and he closed the door, and he got a soft-sided suitcase, and he got a belt, and he told one of the children that every time he hit that soft-sided suitcase with that belt, she'd go, wah! Like that. And the mother heard them crying, and she came bursting into the room, and he wasn't doing anything, but they were all laughing at her. Isn't that a great story?
I love that. Okay, if you haven't been to Facebook, be sure to do that. Friend us under Stay Young Media Group. Also, the phone number you're going to need, 1-844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender. The riddle of the day, your chance to win a copy of a free book. Now, don't go away. We're going to be right back. More talk on Laughter is the Best Medicine.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and for years I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside, but when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body. And do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300. Or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
Stop wondering if you're in good health and come find out. See the experts on preventative and proactive medicine at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their half-day programs include over 80 lab values, multiple diagnostic tests, and expert health advice from the leaders in proactive and preventative health. There's nothing more reassuring than to have a trusted physician look at the big picture and put all the pieces of your health together. There's a reason that so many people travel from all over the world to see the physicians at Executive Medicine of Texas. Learn more about the Executive Physical Program and yearly concierge packages at Executive Medicine of Texas and visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC, 800-910-EXEC. Don't be fooled by executive health programs that offer little more than what you would have with your HMO exam. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America. You can visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. Don't forget, you got to write this number down. You're going to need this number because you can call in to win a copy of a free book, either Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. That phone number is 844-WELL-100. It's toll-free. Doesn't cost you a thing. 844-WELL-100. And if you don't like spelling on the phone, that's 844-935-5100. But today we're in the studio with Susie Humphreys. I just love her to death. Good friend of mine. She also is just quite an icon.
You are an icon. What is an icon? An icon is some little face on a telephone.
Well, being an icon also indicates that you're old, and clearly, Susie, you're not old.
No, that's legend.
You know, so I don't call you an icon. Judy might call you an icon, but I don't.
Now, you know, that comes from the man that has his own bobblehead.
I know.
I do not have a bobblehead. I've been told that Dementia Defender has a bobblehead. I do not, but Dementia Defender does.
Mark, would you please get him that appointment?
And soon to be sold on our website.
Get him that appointment, Mark,
please.
Are
you selling a bobblehead on your website?
Not yet, but we're going to.
He wants them mass-produced.
I think it'd sell everything else does. You can sell anything.
Nothing else. You ought to start giving them away when people get the answers right. They ought to get a bobblehead.
No, they have to buy the bobblehead. But I'm thinking of getting a Dementia Defender anthology together and sell it at the bookstores, you know, with, of course, a picture of the bobblehead on the cover. I think this would be appropriate.
Who would read the dementia deal? The people that had it or the people that were...
Well,
the people that had it will read it over and over and over.
They keep buying new copies.
The great thing, the ones that have dementia, it's a new book to them every day.
Where did I get this book? This is so great.
But it would be good for, you know, caregivers for Alzheimer's. You know, they could read these quizzes and keep up their intellect.
Yeah, so Susie, you weren't here, but Dementia Defender was off 1 week. So also, Alzheimer's Al, his cousin, came in and did Dementia Defender.
Oh, my gosh.
It was hysterical. But, you know, I mean, we're laughing and carry on. And how many people forget to have laughter in life. And let's talk about how they can reintroduce laughter into their life. I mean, what would we say is the first step? If you're like dragging, you know, and you really realize, oh my gosh, I didn't laugh today, yesterday, or can't even remember the last time I laughed, how can they reintroduce that into their life?
They can laugh while they have sex.
I'm not sure.
When you're my age, that's what you do.
All women out there, do not laugh during sex. This would be highly insulting. Susie, I don't know what you do, but this is not a good
idea. Well, I haven't had sex in a long time. And maybe now we know why. Oh, my gosh.
All right, people, don't write in that we use the S word. Please don't write in.
This is a medical show.
Okay, we have to breathe, come up for air. But okay, but seriously, you got me giggling. But seriously, I mean, what are things? I mean, we talked about, you know, plugging in the old comedies and enjoying them, but maybe breaking that routine. I mean, what do you think? Just break that routine up. I mean, if we're doing the same thing every day.
Well, there's a guy at our church who's, you know, he's probably closing in on 90 plus, and you know, every time we'd see him in church, he always had a joke. I mean, and that was his deal. And you know, he'd kind of grin at it, and some of them were corny as I'll get out. But you know, he was always would say, "Have you heard the latest one?" He had that. So just try that. Just, you know, read a joke every day. So maybe we can get Dementia Defender to start adding a joke of the day.
Don't encourage him.
And if you can't laugh, stand in front of the mirror naked every morning, and that'll get you going. That's one.
Well, that'll either depress you or make you laugh.
No, you know, I mean, I'm making fun and light and everything, but I'll tell you, there's so many wonderful things to laugh at today.
Yeah.
And it's not other people. It's our own selves.
Mm-hmm.
And the silly things we do, catch ourselves saying something petty or something, and we think to ourselves, how stupid. What did I need to say that for?
Yeah, well, if you ever, like, do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever accidentally put it so the camera's the other way and didn't know it, and then you hit it, and also you're like, whoa, and you're like looking at yourself.
That's right. And would you ever Skype with anybody?
No.
Really?
I'm like, do I really look like that? And I start lifting the camera up in different angles going, man.
I know. And people that love to take selfies, I mean, we know they think they really look good, because people that don't look good don't take selfies.
No, the narcissist. I mean, there's some people that's
man.
The only pictures they have
are
posted
themselves.
Are selfies
themselves.
And there's nobody else in there. It's like, yeah, what a in fact, there was a case in the UK where a kid had to be treated because he was spending up to 8 hours a day taking selfies until he got produced. So he was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder and body image disorder, and they were treating him for it because he couldn't get anything else done because he couldn't put the phone down from taking selfies.
That is just creepy. And it was a boy.
Yeah.
He's not getting much attention, though. I mean, there's something. Now, wait, there's got to be something to that. That he's not getting enough attention, or people, he doesn't think he's good looking, or there's something.
Oh, sure.
What
I'm
about
sure.
That youngster that killed all those people that was talking to himself on the cell phone and talking about how good looking he was? You know the case I'm talking about.
Right. I mean, narcissism's been around a long time. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, it takes on different forms. So instead of staring.
Now you can really tell.
Yeah, instead of staring into the pond of the water and admiring your image, now you just keep taking selfies and admiring your own image.
It's crazy. That's just cockamamie crazy.
Well, I think most things have been around a long time. It's just now we just have access to everybody else's business. Wouldn't you say that?
Well, you know, we were talking on this show I'm on, the broadcast, about the divorce lawyer came on this morning and talked about how dangerous putting all your facts and everything. And then he said, but this is how I make my living, see, because I'm a divorce lawyer, so I can go on Facebook and find out what you're posting about, who you're with, or what your friends are posting about it. So it's a great tool to get, you know, to defame somebody, the social network.
Yeah.
Why would people go on and put their facts about their divorce anywhere in public? What are people thinking?
I don't know. I mean, some of the things that people put up on social media, I'm like, really? Really? I mean, come on, people. Give me
a
break.
But that's self-obsessed. It's just totally, we're self-obsessed.
But I don't know. I mean, I put pictures of my grandbabies up there, and I'm like so proud and excited about them. Does that make me crazy?
No, it doesn't. It makes you proud.
Yeah.
It does. Because they are precious.
Yeah.
But it's just a totally different world. And I believe this with everything in me. I think the world for every generation has become so overwhelming as people get older that they're not really sad to be leaving it.
Yeah, I agree. Now, okay, so you mentioned the divorce attorney on the show. Let's just go down that road a minute, because I think a lot of marriages don't have laughter in them.
I agree, because they're busy blaming each other for what they don't have.
You know, especially, Susie, if you laugh at your mate naked in the mirror, you're in real trouble.
That's, right.
That's where the divorce attorney comes in.
Well, I thought you were going to mention a funny story we just had on vacation. So, you know, you got to laugh at yourself. You want to tell the story by the beach?
Oh, yeah. Well, Judy and I were in San Diego. We went to the farmer's market, got some fresh fruit, romantically went down to the ocean, sat on a bench to eat our fruit for lunch.
But it was a cliff.
We were on this cliff, and our view was the beach and the ocean. And it's an ocean wall, and we couldn't see exactly what was on the other side of the ocean. Suddenly, we hear this whistle, and I said to Judy, "That sounds like a train whistle." And she said, "Don't be ridiculous. We're at the ocean. It's obviously a steamboat whistle." Like, when's the last time you saw a steamboat? But anyway, as soon as I said that, this Amtrak train goes whizzing at 100 miles an hour, 10 feet from us, just underneath the cliff.
He goes, "Honey, there's your tugboat, or there's your steamboat."
That's very funny.
But we just cracked up about that. I mean, I climbed up on his lap and gave him a big old kiss, and we just laughed.
Did.
Yeah, we just laughed hysterically. And we laughed about it for two more days every time we heard a sound. Oh, you think it's a boat or a train?
Well, it was a historical moment that Judy was actually wrong. So, you know.
Really? You know, that is so great.
Well, it ties back to, you know, your dreams about the trains going into tunnels and running by you. So it ties into the romanticism of the event.
I'll let Dementia Defender know that.
Shall I tell the story about my friends who had that ship?
Oh, I think you got to save it for the next, because we got to go to a break soon. I want to let the listeners know, if you haven't been on Facebook, be sure to go to Facebook. On our Stay Young Media group, we always put lots of studies up and research things, lots of things we talk about on the show, things we don't talk about on the show. So that's a great little resource to find some health information and just some quirky facts. So go to Facebook and Stay Young Media group is the group you want to click. And you can see pictures of us. And you know what, Susie? You have some fantastic CDs. I love to listen to them. I think I mentioned before when you were on the show, you know, I listen to them in the car. My kids have listened to them in the car. I'm going to post a link on our Facebook page that takes people to those, because I think that is just a great thing. Everybody should have that in their car.
Oh, I'm glad you like those.
Yeah.
I, that's really sweet of you. Thank you.
Now, I'm totally going to do that. Okay, I also want to give a shout out to our military. We know you're listening all over the globe. We love giving you a little taste of home to our guys and gals. We love you. We're proud of you. We're going to go to a break. Write down that number, 844-WELL-100, toll free, 844-WELL-100.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Have you felt that nudge? You know the one where you know you need to get to the doctor for a physical exam, but for one reason or another, you just haven't made it a priority? Don't put it off any longer, and don't settle for a 5-minute exam. People fly in from all over the world to see us, because at Executive Medicine of Texas, you spend a half day with our health and wellness experts. Our exams start with blood tests that yield over 80 separate results, including hormone levels. You also receive a number of other tests, allowing us to evaluate your heart health, your risk for having a stroke, and your cognitive function. Your health is your most important asset. Make your health a priority. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your family. Schedule your half-day exam today by calling 1-800-910-3932 or visiting emtexas.com. 1-800-910-3932 or emtexas.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. Don't forget that phone number, 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free. Write it down, 844-WELL-100. And for those of you that don't like spelling on the phone, that's 844-935-5100. You need that number because we're going to do Dementia Defender, Riddle of the Day, at the end of the show. And it's your chance to win a free copy of the book. You can either choose Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Your choice. It's free. You just got to get it right. And don't forget that number again, 844-WELL-100. So today we have Susie Humphreys in the studio with us, and we're talking about laughter's the best medicine. And Susie, you have this really funny story, and we had to go to break, so we couldn't do it before. So,
and I'll try to make it short, but I have a friend, and they bought a condominium on that ship that sails around the world. And you buy it, and you live on it, and you still pay for your meals and all of that.
Since you're a friend, do you get to go with them?
No, I was not invited. But anyway, it was quite sizable, and they sailed around the world, and they stayed on it 3 years. And then the husband said, oh, let's get off of this. Let's just go. This is enough. And she said, but I love it, my best friends. I love these people. And she was the belle of the ball. I mean, she got things going and people doing things and everything. She was the queen of the ship. Well, anyway, he went on back to Dallas, and she stayed to close up the condominium. And she told him, do not tell anybody that we are doing this because I hate goodbyes. Well, that night she had dinner with her best friend, one of the 12 women she was close to. And they cried and knew she was not coming back. But she said, don't tell anybody. So the one woman was the only one that knew. The next day, as my friend is departing the ship, coming down the elevator from the ninth deck all the way down to the disembarking deck, when the doors opened, there was the whole ship standing right in front of her. And she was overcome. Her eyes teared up. They had come to say goodbye to her. And she said, "Oh, Captain, the dinner's at your table. I will never forget those wonderful stories. And John, you were the best steward that ever was. And all of you, the friends, the laughter, all the memories." And as she drew a breath over the PA system came, "The fire drill will begin in 3 minutes. Not one of those people were down there to say goodbye to her, but she said goodbye to every one of them.
You know, in the medical profession, when we see patients, sometimes patients say the darndest things, and we doctors have to contain our laughter.
Why? Why do you have to contain your laughter?
Well, when men, for example, refer to their manhood in other colorful terms, you can't really laugh at them. It would make them feel inadequate and bad. When a woman comes in and says, her urinal smells bad, I would think, well, I would hope a urinal smells bad.
Oh, my gosh.
But most of these we cannot repeat on the air. Unfortunately, we need to get maybe an X-rated channel somewhere where we can actually divulge these. Dr. Anderson's all in agreement on that.
Did you see them? So I think my favorite one is when this lady came in, and this is the problem with the internet and getting on the internet and diagnosing yourself. She insisted she had a prostate infection. I looked it up. I have all the symptoms.
She did on the internet. That's funny. You know, my mother was dying at 97. She was dying, literally. And she had not opened her eyes for about 3 weeks. And so the chaplain, nurse, the hospice nurse said to me, "Have you resolved all your issues with your mother? Maybe you should release her." And I said, "Well, my mother and I mean, we've hung up on each other. We've not spoken. We've had therapy, but we've never gotten a divorce. And there's nothing left unsaid. We love each other." And she said, "Well, go release her." So I go over. My mother's eyes are closed. And I said, "Mom, I want you to know you are exactly the mother I needed." And I was emotional and crying. "And if you need to go be with God in this moment, please feel free. We will miss you and all of this." And one eye pops open from my mother lying there in a comatose state. And she said, "Suzanne, we don't need to go into all this mess." And I said, "Well, are you afraid to die?" She said, "No, I just don't want to go if God is taking a busload to go today." Even at the point of death, there's humor. Do you see it? Do you feel it?
Yeah.
You see what it can do for you?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my grandpa was 91, and when he was on his deathbed, we were all circled around, and we all held hands. We said the Lord's Prayer, and he was an avid poker player. I mean, avid. So there was this moment where, you know, everything kind of went limp, and we're like, oh, you know, oh, that was so peaceful. And all of a sudden, he took this deep breath, and he opened his eyes and said, "Oh, my gosh, he called our bluff." And he got this giant smile on his face, and he died.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was perfect. I mean, it was absolutely perfect.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a precious story.
It was a great moment. I mean, if you got to go, that's the way to go, right?
It is. It is. Yeah.
So anyways.
I don't have any death and humor stories, sorry.
He hadn't lived long enough.
Well, you know, there's that old saying that the priest said, "I have ministered to the dying many times, but never once have I heard his last wish be to call my stockbroker."
That's a good point.
Isn't that good?
So what do you think your last moments would be? I'm just curious. Like, if you had one sentence you could say at the end, what do you think it'd be?
More enchiladas.
More enchiladas.
I love Mexican food.
That must be why we always go to Michula's. Where do you want to meet Michula's?
No, Mi Cocina.
Oh, Mi Cocina. That's right, Mi Cocina.
Who are you meeting at Chula's?
Obviously.
Yeah, who are you meeting at Michula's?
All right, what do you think your parting words will be?
Check on Facebook. I'm sure it's on there.
My parting words will be checkmate. No.
Checkmate.
Checkmate.
Oh, that's good. All right, what about you?
Well, you know, I'm going to be shot in the back by a jealous lover as I ride away on my Harley the day my last check bounces. So it'll probably be, ouch.
I want to see
you're
a picture of that. I see you standing at the upper bedroom window of the place you're not supposed to be in, dangling, trying to put one boot back on before you jump out the window.
Did you say he'd be dangling? It's going to be hard to make a lover jealous if you're just dangling.
Okay. Woo, don't write in. Don't write in.
We're moving over to the Howard Stern channel of healthcare.
I will never be invited back. All because I said the word sex.
You know, speaking of that, our funniest jokes come from pastors. You know, pastors come in to see us as patients, and we get the raunchiest jokes
That's
from
true.
Pastors.
That's true. That's weird.
It's just unbelievable.
They have the best stuff.
The best stuff, yeah. But the best one, I've said this before, I'm going to say it one more time because we're on humor. When we were teaching a Sunday school class, and we asked them what they knew about the resurrection, and the little boy stuck up his hand and said, I don't know exactly what it is, but I know if you have it for more than 4 hours, you have to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. You know, we teach 7 and 8 year olds, and it's literally like that commercial. You know that? I don't know. I think it's like an insurance commercial where the guy sits down and the kids just say whatever around the table. Mm-hmm. That is every Sunday for us, and we cannot believe the things that come out of these kids' mouths.
I know, and they're just and we think we've got to keep so much from them, and they're learning so much on their own.
And now think back to what your kids were saying that they heard from you to their Sunday school teachers.
Oh, I know. I know. I mean, it was really amazing. And when they started kind of opening up and telling us stuff, I was thinking, oh, man, I really don't even know what my kids told people, because I really was sitting there thinking about that, like, wow.
They ratted you out.
They
ratted. So I think that there's different decades in our life when our laughter changes. I mean, you mentioned, Susie, that you laugh at yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think when we're younger, we tend to laugh at others. And that's, you know, that there's not really any humor in that. Sometimes that can get dangerous, or can get, turn into bullying.
When humor is destructive against other people and making fun like they do in politics,
yeah,
and tear people down and all of that, that's not humor. That's mean.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to a roast before where I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, that it almost crossed that line where I'm thinking, okay, no one better ever throw a roast on me.
This is such a good idea.
There would be a lot of
roasting
material.
Roasting Judy Gammon. Man, that'd be sold out in no time.
That's right.
Fundraiser.
For tickets.
Call. You know, speaking of tickets, I just want to put this out there. We're going to talk more about this, but we're going to have a fantastic evening where you can meet all of us, and including Susie Humphreys and our special guest, Suzanne Summers. So we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but know that it's coming. I think it'll be in November. So, you know, stay tuned. Always check that Facebook page, Stay Young Media Group, because we'll always be posting stuff there. So if you want to come laugh with us and have a great evening, you know, keep that in mind. Also, write down this phone number. You're going to need it. Coming up, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender. Your chance to win a copy of a book. Free. I said free. Doesn't cost you a thing. So write down the number, 844-WELL-100. 844-WELL-100. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit, and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
The Stay Young Vitamin Line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin Line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin Line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America. You can visit us on that website, StayYoungAmerica.com. That's StayYoungAmerica.com. There's two Y's in that, so StayYoungAmerica.com. And today's been a fun show. We got Susie Humphreys in the studio with us today, and it's all been about laughter. See, I've been laughing so hard, my mouth isn't working. Laughter's the best medicine.
Unless you're in radio.
I know, and then it just doesn't work out, does it? But I want to make sure everyone has that number, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100, 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. That's your chance to win a free copy of the book, either Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we have Lisa Haysha, and Lisa is a psychologist. To many, the Hollywood, now you did not say psychologist cannot play, so she can play. A psychologist in many of the Hollywood A-listers, and she's also the founder of Soul Blazing. You can visit her website at thesoulblazing.com. You know, Lisa, I'm so excited to have you on. And before we get to the questions, I got to tell you, I've been on your website. I kind of researched you a bit, and I think we're having some technical difficulties with your phone. Hopefully, you're still there. But
I'm here.
But I really was impressed with the story where Soul Blazing started. And just we've got about 30 seconds for you to tell this quick story. Can you tell that story of where the word Soul Blazing came from?
When I started off working as a life coach, I started to work in prisons. And when I, on the fourth day of a four-day trip with about 40 of us at this prison, I happened to get the bully of the prison. And in working with her, she was less than enthusiastic. And I said, why is she here? And she says, well, we get perks if we come. She says, I've been in here for 23 years. Nothing you say or do is going to change my future. And I said, I disagree. So I started to do, I inched my way towards her, and I started to do my type of therapy with her instead of what we were kind of given to do with the inmates. And in the middle of it, she stopped me and she just said, you know, you bleached my soul. And she's crying. And, you know, I just said, well, you just said nothing could come of this, and you just gave me the name of my practice, soul blazing.
Oh, that's
great. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I'm curious, what was the, tell me what you did that was so unusual to her.
Well, without being long-winded, I mirrored who she was. I mirrored her darkness and her soul, so I became a little aggressive and in her face the way she treats other people.
Oh.
And by mirroring, you know, her intimidation, she realized I wasn't afraid of her, and she could see me as an equal or see me as someone who really understood her instead of someone coming in, you know,
and trying to change her.
So with my Louis Vuitton and how am I going to understand, you know, an inmate. Yeah. So she also, and I became, you know, a mirror of her, and she could work with someone like that.
That's great. You know, you have some great stuff. I want to make sure our listeners go to your website, thesoulblazing.com, because you also work with a lot of Hollywood people and really help them a lot. Okay, let's get on to our medical trivia. So the doctors have 5 questions. They'll go back and forth, and we'll see how you do. So here's the thing. If you get 40 points, we will send you resveratrol. And for those people that hear us talk about resveratrol on the radio quite a bit, and you're not participating in this, but you want to buy it, you can go to stayyoungvitamins.com. That's stayyoungvitamins.com. And if you make it to 60 points, we're going to send you some Lifeline stem cell cream. And Lifeline is one of the amazing products that we use. I use it. A lot of our patients use it, and uses stem cell extracts. So to actually help with the aging process on the face. Okay, let's go. Who's going to do the first question?
All right, I'll do the first one. So we start off with a slow pitch. What is a patella?
Patella?
Yeah, where's the patella?
It's on the body.
A kneecap?
Woo! That's right.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, very good. 15 points. Okay, here we go.
All righty, are you ready?
Yes.
What are people more allergic to than any other food? What is the number one food that most people that causes the most food allergies?
I want to say peanuts or nuts.
I am so sorry. That's incorrect.
Okay, what is it?
Cow's milk.
Oh, dairy, yeah.
Yeah, cow's milk is the number one allergen.
Okay,
that's all right. You still have 15 points. This one's for 30 points.
So in spite of you being a psychologist, you've had some anatomy on this. So what is the largest part of the human brain?
The largest part of the human brain would be cerebellum.
Cerebrum. Yep.
That's close. That is close.
Susie says you get it.
All right, Susie says we should give you the point. So I tell you what, if you get close, we'll let that push you over the edge. How about that?
The largest part of the brain would be all of it.
All right, what's the next question?
Okay. Where in the body is the fastest growing hair? Where's the fastest growing hair on the human
dangerous.
Body?
It's the nose.
It depends on what age you are. Just think about what has to be shaved every day.
The face?
Bingo. That's right, the beard. Okay.
Woo! Okay, so you officially have 25 points, but we'll probably push you over the edge, but we'll see. Here we go. This one is worth 20 points.
Okay, what part of the body contains the most bones? Roughly a quarter of all the bones in our body is in this pair of structure.
um, The hands?
Close.
No,
feet.
Close. It's the feet. Sorry.
Actually, a couple more bones. Oh. You got them.
Okay. So.
Well, that should kind of count because, you know, five toes, five fingers. I mean, they're kind of the same.
Should we give her half the points? Because she, okay, so yeah. we're going to give you 10 points for that. Now you're at 35. We're going to give you 50 points for this last question. Here we go.
That was five questions.
Oh, those five questions?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were at four.
No,
well, think of one more.
I can give her a bonus question.
Okay, give her a bonus.
Okay, what is the strongest muscle in the body? As a psychologist, you should know this.
People use it too much.
The gluteus maximus.
You know, that is not the right answer, but we're going to make it the right answer.
That's right, because it was funny.
The right answer is the tongue. The tongue is the strongest muscle.
I know they say it's masseter for chewing, but I don't know. Others claim it's the buttocks.
Well, I guess it depends on if you're Beyonce or if...
Right, yes.
Or if you're somebody else. Okay, all right, so we're going to go ahead and send it to you. You're going to get resveratrol, and you're going to get Lifeline. We'll talk to you off the air, and we'll get all your information, get it out to you. Thanks for participating, Lisa.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so I think we cut her off. Oops, sorry. She was fun.
Yeah, she was fun. That was great.
Did you think those were hard?
I think that's a great segment. I like that.
Do you think they were hard?
They were for me.
Yeah.
But I'm...
That music means that it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. Oh. Are you ready for this week's riddle? Susie died in the Appalachians, while Mark died at sea. Everyone was much happier with Mark's death than Susie's death. Why? Susie died in the Appalachians. Mark died at sea. Why was everyone so much happier with Mark's death? Send in your answers for a book.
Okay, so if you send in the answer, you got to send in the correct answer and explanation, and you got to give us your information. Don't forget, you got to leave your name, your phone number, and your address, and which book you want, because you get a choice. You can either have Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So don't forget that number, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. It's totally free, doesn't cost you a thing, 844-935-5100, or you can go on our Facebook page, not our Facebook page, go on our website at stayyoungamerica.com, go to stayyoungamerica.com, and you can submit your answer that way as well. So that's all the time we have for today. We have had so much fun with you, Susie. Thanks for coming in the studio with us.
Thank you, dear. I've had a great time with you. I'm just amazed at why Susie died in the Appalachians.
I don't know.
And how many bones are in the feet that carry all the weight we've got is amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Yep. All right, folks, don't forget, go to stayyoungamerica.com.
Today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page.
from grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.